China, meanwhile, is the number one buyer of Iraqi oil. Last year, the China National Petroleum Corporation, or CNPC, produced 299 million barrels from Iraq, almost one-third of its overseas output. The sectarian battle that is now tearing through Iraq moved to that country's largest oil field on Tuesday. The Beji refinery provides fuel for domestic consumption in Iraq, and reports say any lengthy outage there risks long lines at the gas pump and electricity shortages. But if other oil fields are attacked, what would that mean for China? Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke with Holly Morrow, a fellow of the Geopolitics of Energy at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, about the situation as it affects China.
China currently buys about half of Iraq's oil output, so they're important to each other. China is very important to Iraq as a consumer of its oil, and Iraq is important to China as fourth or fifth largest supplier of oil. So it's a big deal. But the thing that always needs to be kept in mind when talking about particularly oil flows around the world is that oil is a fungible commodity. So even if all of Iraq's production went offline, say, China could buy the oil that it needs from other places. It's not restricted to, you know, certain allotments of oil from countries A, B, and C. Now, the way that the Iraq crisis would likely translate into an impact on China's interests is, I think, two ways. One is the impact on price, and we've already seen that the Iraq crisis is having an impact on the price of oil globally, which, as the largest importer of oil, affects China, along with the U.S. and others, but principally China. And then also the impact on any Chinese workers in Iraq. And I have heard that China, CNPC in this case, is evacuating workers out of Iraq. But all of that is to say China is important as both a producer through CNPC of Iraq's oil and as a consumer of Iraq's oil, but it is not it's not going to threaten fundamentally China's security of supply if some of this oil goes offline. And the thing that should be kept in mind is that most of Iraq's oil production, and particularly the projects that Chinese companies are involved in, are in the Shiite South, so much less vulnerable to ISIS-controlled and some of the other Sunni-dominated parts of Iraq.
Well, even taking that into consideration, do you think there is any talk in China among the Chinese or among the Chinese and other countries about China possibly becoming a political player in Iraq?
I don't think so. And I think the reason why is because China is generally not looking to involve itself in complicated disputes far away from home, especially in a situation like Iraq, where the U.S. role and influence is as large as it is in Iraq. You know, I think in Iraq, unlike in some other places like Sudan, China can essentially free ride, if you will, on the U.S. role. So the U.S., I think, is likely to have to become involved in some way to defuse this crisis, roll back ISIS, if they can. And China will be the beneficiary of any intervention from the U.S., so it doesn't have to put its own blood and treasure at risk.
You said that China could just find other suppliers of oil. Where do they go?
Global markets. The way global oil markets function is that any buyer can basically buy a barrel of oil at any given time at the prevailing global price, because there's no supply shortage right now. So when crises happen in Iraq or Libya or any of the big oil suppliers, it never means that people cannot buy the oil they need. It just usually means that the price of oil goes higher.
Holly Morrow, a fellow of the Geopolitics of Energy at the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. She was speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman.